Money Radio, thank you for joining us today, and it is a pleasure now to welcome Anthony Nieves. He is chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Tony, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
NMI registering 60.7. That's up from the most recent reading. Looks like this is just another strong report with the numbers coming in over 60 and solid growth all over the place.
Absolutely. 3 months in a row. We had that record month in September, 61.6. A little bit of a pullback to 60.3 in October, and now a slight uptick to 60.7 for November.
What is pushing this increase in activity?
Well, from what our respondents have been telling us all year long, that they felt that the year was going well and that it would finish up fairly strong in spite of some of the uncertainty that we see surrounding the trade war, trade tariffs, as well as any other geopolitical considerations. But for the most part, it's been aligned with what our respondents have been telling us month to month.
And basically, that is that the economy is pretty strong, right?
Well, we've had 106 consecutive months for the non-manufacturing sector, and overall economy is 111 months. And when we've looked back at the indexes and see the indexes that make up the composite, business activity, new orders, employment, and supplier deliveries, they've all reflected strong growth month to month. Business activity at 65.2 is up 2.7 percentage points. The new orders index, which also indicates what's in the future pipeline that will transpose into business activity, at 62.5 is up. Employment took a little bit of a slight dip, down 1.3 percentage points to 58.4, but still a strong reading considering the labor pool not being as strong as we'd like it to be.
What are the implications for the Friday jobs report?
That's a great question. I don't know how many jobs will be projected or what's projected to be added, but I expect it'll probably be somewhat similar to what we're seeing here. We're down a little bit. It's just a matter of matching up the resources to the available jobs, and backfilling it's been tough. It's been tough for the recruiters out there, and so you get diminishing results on what you can add job-wise as the labor pool shrinks.
Last month was a very strong jobs report with 250,000 jobs added. It would just make sense that we would pull back a little bit from that elevated level.
Yeah, that's my feelings as well.
This one caught me. New export orders down 3.5 percentage points. Imports up 3.5 percentage points. That kind of looks like a deficit, doesn't it?
It does, but yet we know our respondents were telling us that last month we were importing more in anticipation of the tariffs taking effect and trying to forward buy a little bit. And the same was being done on the other side of the equation. However, you know, this information for this report came in to, it wasn't matching up with what we just had as far as a stay of 90 days on the tariffs with China. So we'll have to see how this transposes into the report next month.
Yeah, give it a little time. Meanwhile, yes. Taking a look at prices, there was a fairly significant pop there. Are prices essentially following oil because we had oil drop down, bounce a little bit?
Typically, oil prices dictates a lot of what happens in this sector, but we're seeing more on the commodity side, especially those items that were impacted by the tariffs. We're not as impacted as much in this sector as we are in the manufacturing sector, and that occurs more upstream in the supply chain for non-manufacturing. But we're starting to see some pricing pressure. We've seen inflation creep in, but not sharply over the past few months. Mm-hmm. So we are starting to see a little bit of pricing power there.
And part of the reason I ask that is because it looks as if transportation area continues to be a problem.
Yes, overland trucking. Truck drivers, availability of racks, as well as slower rail service.
What is the most important number to take away from this report?
Well, I always look at the composite and everything else that makes up the composite. Employment is always a key indicator because it's such a labor-intensive sector. But overall, the composite index gives us the best picture of what's really truly happening in this sector.
And what are the respondents telling you? Because it seems as if in the market right now there's a fair amount of uncertainty moving forward. Tariffs and trade wars seem to have a lot of investors rattled. What are respondents to the ISM survey saying?
You know, that's a great question, and one of the takeaways I had is, and it came from a few of the different industries, that they're putting some things on hold as far as capital projects, capital reinvestment. They want to see how this pans out and maybe push off into the first quarter of next year before they start executing against their strategic plans, just to see what the landscape looks like, what the environmental scan is down the road.
Mm. Yeah, the uncertainty can't be helping.
No, not at all.
Meanwhile, what are the implications for overall growth in the economy? Can we extrapolate this information out over to GDP, for example?
Yes. When we look at the composite index and how that corresponds to GDP on an annualized basis, it reflects a 4.3% increase.
Wow. That's a powerful growth right there.
Absolutely. Definitely.
I think that would make everybody pretty happy if we could get to that kind of growth. Well, it would take a little bit of a surge at the end of the year here, wouldn't it?
Most definitely. And our respondents are telling us that we'll finish up strong. Just as a reminder, we have the semiannual forecast coming out on Monday, which will give a comparison of the last year, the last 6 months, year to year, what the next 6 months looks like, and what it looks like year over year.
Looking forward to that. Anthony Nieves joining us from the Institute for Supply Management, the ISM, and the Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee, the NMI, registering 60.7. That's up 0.4 percentage point higher from the October reading. Anthony, always a pleasure. We always appreciate the insights that you provide and the research provided from ISM. Thank you so much.
Thank you.